right, hey, I had to get down here and talk about this right away. I know you were sleeping the other morning, but what do you think now that you're awake and you've had some time to have your coffee?
Man, I'm still just whelmed, you know?
You're just whelmed? Oh,
I'm just whelmed. Young Justice.
Yeah. I got that reference.
You know, like I told you the other day, I have no doubt that it's going to be a great movie. But this is our teaser trailer, so they're not going to show us too much of anything. And they didn't. You know, I mean, there's a few things in there that I thought were pretty cool, but overall, I'm... You know.
Like what? What'd you think was cool besides your overall blah interpretation of the most highly anticipated trailer that people have been begging for months? And you're like,
Well, all right. So what did you like that much about it? I mean, I liked that we got to see Ronan, you know, that we got to see, you know, Hawkeye as Ronan, which was pretty cool because I wasn't expecting that. You know, and of course we get Scott Lang back at the end, but that was completely expected, honestly. You know, we knew he was going to be in this movie, but I don't know, like, what do you think is great about it?
I just think honestly, without even any content, just getting back, they could have just run the Avengers, the end of it, where they have the Avengers logo coming back up. I think we'd all still be going nuts, and there'd be people like yourself going... Oh, well, they didn't give us anything. We were like, yeah, but did you see the A? That was awesome. And that is kind of how I feel. It's like, I mean, no, I love the opening. I love how it's so, the entire thing is so depressing. So by the end of the movie, I've heard rumors of weddings. I've heard rumors. It's going to be a great ending. But right now, we're in the doldrums of, you know, there are people missing, people dead that they think are dead. Who knows? We find out, you know, Shuri's missing, which is something we didn't know.
Right.
There's, you know, and Scott Lang, there's a swap right there. We knew he was missing because how is he going to get out? So how did he get out? We don't know that. But him showing up at the end, I thought was... I mean, we're jumping all the way through the trailer here, but...
Well, it's only 2 minutes.
I know. I could go hours on this. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I thought this entire trailer was very depressing, and then you bring Scott Lang at the end. It made me want to go watch Ant-Man again because he's so funny. Him, right. I mean, the whole thing was dark and depressing, and then him at the end was kind of like that, you know, post-credit scene... in Ferris Bueller, like, hey, I'm here. Ha-ha. Hi, guys.
Right.
Remember me? And he's making jokes, and it kind of lightened up the entire, you know, mood of the trailer.
Yeah, Steve's saying, is this a videotape? And Nat's like, no, that's the front door.
I know. I know he hasn't been there in a while, but it's like he doesn't know how to operate the system. Like, hello, is this thing on?
Didn't you just walk in the front door? You don't recognize it?
Yeah, exactly.
When you're looking at it?
No, that's the front door. Yeah, so, I mean, that whole ending brought... I mean, hopefully that's the way the movie goes. It starts, obviously, I think that is the way the movie's going to go. It's going to start out very dark with the, like, you know, to start out at the end of Infinity War. And then by the end, we'll be laughing and having a good time and like, yay, look at what happened. But I thought maybe the trailer was a microcosm of what the movie's going to be.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too, that I noticed that this bugs me a little bit because I know exactly how it's going to go. You know, the trailer opens up with Tony floating on the ship. You know, he's lost in space.
Yep.
We don't know exactly how long he's been there, but we assume it's been some amount of time. Because
enough time to run out of how much food is on there.
And... He's saying... Right, but he's saying, you know, the food ran out 4 days ago, the air's going to run out tomorrow morning, and that's going to be that. But we know Tony doesn't die on that ship, you know?
Right.
It's way too early in the movie, and he may die in the movie, but he's not going to die on that ship. So, at the very last second, when he's gasping for his last breath in the morning, somehow he's going to be miraculously saved off that ship. Couldn't have happened 3 days before when he still had food or...
Well,
you know,
no,
air to breathe.
But, you know,
it's going to happen in the morning when he's like
are you
laying there with his
basis in reality of these.
Right. He's laying there with his hands on his throat. I can't breathe. And then, you know, poof, somebody's going to snap in and save him. So I don't know. Like, does it always have to be at the last second?
Well,
when these guys get saved.
Yeah, got to build the suspense. What I thought was funny on the helmet, so his Iron Man helmet, first thing I thought when I saw that is he uses nanotechnology now. So, like, he doesn't really have a helmet. It builds itself. So did it build itself and then he puts it down there? You know what I mean? Like, remember in the last Infinity War, his entire suit is in that chest piece that he has, and then it's nanotechnology that it, like, you know, it builds itself off of itself and then folds back into
itself. So are you questioning the reality in these things?
No, I'm wondering if he has another suit because he's still wearing that. Yeah. That's a different helmet because he has
the nano piece
on his chest, and now, you know, he has the helmet there. Because remember when he's fighting Thanos, he would get injured and then he'd just rebuild that part again?
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that I thought that was kind of interesting in that he's talking into a helmet. Maybe it's a, you know, he has another one. I don't know. But,
yeah.
That I think is just setting the mood, that whole scene. Of course, you know he's going to be saved.
Right.
How super will you feel if he doesn't get saved and he just dies there and you'd be like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, well, I would not have seen it coming. But I don't know. I feel like that's probably not the case. I'm fairly safe in saying that because, you know, I expect to see him again with the rest of the team before the end of the movie.
Yeah. But. Marvel Studios blowing away. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's the first time I saw it and every time thereafter. I was wondering, like, is that them saying we've moved on from year 10? You know, like, where?
Oh,
we're,
yeah, it could be,
you know,
symbolic.
Symbolic of, yeah. Like, okay, 10th year is over. Now we're in. Is this the first movie in the, what would it be, the next? Instead of being the last movie of phase 3.
Well, phase 4 is what's coming up.
Right. Is this the first of phase 4?
I haven't heard
anything like that, but. It very well could be.
Kinda,
by the end of the movie, you'll see Phase 4 standing in front of us.
Right, it could be, but it's always been kind of tagged as the end of Phase 3. You know, even the title,
right,
Endgame, you know, would lead you to believe that. But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we don't see a new lineup of Avengers or something at the end of the movie that, you know, is going to take us off into the next phase. What I would have really liked to see, honestly, that would have made the trailer for me is just a second of Carol Danvers, you know.
Well, I don't think they want...
Somewhere in that trailer.
Yeah, I don't
you
think...
Know. They, we know she's there,
yeah,
so.
But I don't think they wanted to release anything like that, because you don't know how she gets there, you don't know why she gets there, you don't know when, so any little nugget they would have given us, you would have...
You could have just showed her hitting send on the pager, you know,
right.
Anything. You
oh,
know,
they could have just shown her flying through the sky. And it's... Right. I mean, that's it, but you know she's there. You know, and I think it would have changed the mood. If you get back to what we were talking about, how the mood of the entire thing is very dark and depressing until Scott Lang at the end, you throw, you know, Danvers flying through the sky. Everybody, that's too uplifting. I think they were going for a mood here. I mean, even the ominous look of the Thanos crow. Scarecrow image of his stuff. It's like I'm like, did he do that, or did they take his armor and they're like, you know, did somebody else do that? But when the first time I saw it, I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, I didn't either. Actually, it took me till the second time watching it to even realize that it was his armor. Because the first time through, I was like, I didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
And then the second time I watched it. You know, obviously I figured it out.
I mean,
but,
maybe he's drying it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting ready to go, oh, I got to put it on again. Let it dry in the sun.
It's laundry day.
Yeah, I don't want it to shrink. But, and then him walking through some poppy field or something like that with the damaged glove, I guess. I'm not really sure. I'm not 100% sold that's the glove. I guess it is. But I looked at it so many times, and I'm like, it could be just...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
But again, dark, ominous.
Although I do like that somehow in the middle of all this, Steve found time to shave his beard off because
that was important. Yeah.
Well,
it's not hard to do.
I'm busy grieving, but let me go and shave.
Yeah. He's cleaning it up. You know, he was on the run. That's why he was so scruffy. Now he's back home.
Right.
So, but I saw on, there's people doing these interpretations all over the place. And even the deep dive on the Avengers headquarters, and they're like, they zoomed in on the lawn, and like, the lawn's unkempt. That's showing how bad it is and how long it's been.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. The grass is tall.
I heard it's years. That's like, obviously, before the trailer. I heard this next movie takes place like years later. Like, they've been around for a while.
Right, I thought it was a decent amount of time, too, from what they said. But then that kind of goes back to Tony and, like, how much food did he have? Like, could he have survived years on that ship?
That's not his ship. Isn't that the Guardian's ship that they came in on? Because he came in on the alien craft and crashed it.
Right.
So that was the only way off. So, I mean, however long that they had supplies for, I don't know, how long do they fly around space before they go get more supplies?
Well, that's the thing, you know, knowing them,
and
I don't
and
think
the other
it's
thing
well
is,
stocked.
Well, what about this? What happened to the ship? It took off. How did he get damaged again? So something happened after he left. Something happened to the ship.
Or maybe just ran out of fuel.
Well, you wouldn't have checked that before you left? Like,
well, what choice did he have?
I only got a gallon left. Gun it and coast?
What choice would he have?
Stay on the planet.
Well,
I mean, you're on the planet. It's like, if you're going to get found floating in space, they're going to find you on a planet. First rule when lost anywhere is stay in one place so people can find you. Don't go floating through space.
I guess he still would have ran out of food, but he would have had oxygen at least.
Well, he would have had the same amount of food that's on the ship. Plus, he would have had the planet he could have eaten off of. And he would, like you said, he could go to the bathroom wherever he wanted to. And he could have, and he would have, I mean, all the oxygen he needed.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Something happened. They left and the ship got damaged again. Or for the first time, because they didn't crash land it. The ship took off. And now he's floating through space for some reason. We don't know why. And then at least he's been proactive since the last movie. Everybody else, all the other characters we're looking at, except for Hawkeye, he's developed into a new character since.
Right. He's been proactive.
Everybody else is sitting around sulking.
Well, arguably, Scott's been proactive, too, because he got out of the microverse.
Quantum realm.
So. The quantum realm, yeah. So
the microverse. Sounds like a utensil in the kitchen.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, and the only picture they can show of like Hemsworth or Thor is just him sitting there and he's like, I saw a great meme on Twitter. It's like, should have gone for the head.
Yeah.
But they that Ronan, I think, is going to be... I hope they do a spinoff of that. Off of this trailer alone, I want to see that.
They could. I mean, I don't know that his contract is probably still valid. I mean, I haven't heard anything about him leaving the MCU anytime soon. So, he could still be under contract, but...
And according to the voiceover, his family's probably dead. The way the voiceover matches up, like, we've lost family and friends as they're showing him. And he's he's pretty bad off. He looks, his eyes are sunken in. He looks, he's lost weight. He looks pretty dark himself.
Yeah. Yeah. His family's probably,
got eliminated.
You know, been dusted. Yeah. So,
And then you get to the part, and this is, I don't know if you saw, I put out on Twitter, the scene with Captain America looking at his compass.
Yeah.
With, what's her name in it?
Peggy.
Peggy. And I was like, that's the scene from, you know, the first Avenger, Captain America, first Avenger. And it's, that's him going into the ice. And I was like,
he's
is
like,
that
I'm out.
Foreshadow-
I'm jumping into the ice.
Yeah, is that him? Are they foreshadowing that he's going to do it again? And I thought that during Infinity War, because he kept saying, we don't trade lives. We don't trade lives. And then they actually referenced him doing it, going into the ice. And he's like, that was different. So right. I could see him going, you know, not into the ice or whatever he's going to do, but he's going to trade. I think he's going to trade his life to save everybody.
Yeah, well, that's the expected thing, right? I mean, everybody assumes that he's not going to make it out of this movie, you know, and that his sacrifice is somehow going to save everybody. And, you know, we don't know, of course.
Oh,
you know,
no, if we knew.
It's gone back and forth a few times, whether he's officially done or whether he's not. And I think now it's just smoke and mirrors to keep us guessing on what's going to happen with this movie. Because, you know, he said he was done, and then the directors say he's not. And
well, they're,
you know,
just going back and forth, keeping us in suspense.
It's good marketing.
And it's keeping people going. And, you know, people don't want to see him gone. It's been a great character. He's done a great job with it, and everybody would love to see him just go on. But I mean,
for sure, but I feel like that he'd be the one to kind of sacrifice for the greater good.
Yeah.
So.
Then you get the whole Avengers logo coming together, and do not misspell Endgame on Twitter. People lose their minds.
It's one word.
Did you see that guy? You're like, geez, 38 minutes into this thing. and then we end up with Scott Lang at the end. So that's, I mean, that's pretty cool. You have a post-credit scene in a trailer. So <Right. laughs> they're still going with that. I can't wait to see this, and I'm hoping they play it with Spider-Man, into the Spider-Verse. See that on the big screen.
I think now there's definitely a strong chance that they do.
Yeah. And
then I would imagine we get our full trailer again during the Super Bowl, because that's how it went down last time.
So. For all the talk, for everybody saying, what are we waiting for? When is this going to drop? What is going to happen? It came a day later than it did last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last year it dropped on the 6th. This year it dropped on the 7th. And I think they were going to drop it on the 6th, but the president's funeral and everything, they gave it a day.
Right.
So, I mean, for all the speculation and everything like that, it came out exactly on time from when it did a year ago. And like,
honestly, the biggest revelation of the whole trailer is that it's moved up to April.
To April again, which is exactly on schedule. That's what made me jump to the on schedule thing. It's like everything's on schedule. It moved up to the exact same. It's coming out the exact same weekend again this year that it did last year. I mean,
we just found out sooner this year, because last year they moved it up.
Yeah,
we didn't really know until
a little bit
later.
Yeah, they had moved up Deadpool first, I believe, last year.
Right,
and then they moved up Infinity War. So. April, and it's...
Which, that's really quick, because if I'm not mistaken, Captain Marvel is March.
The first weekend in March.
Yeah,
so you've got almost 2 months. 6 weeks, seven weeks.
Yeah, six, 7 weeks, but that's a pretty... They're bunched pretty close together, because then I don't know what we get.
When did we get
Black
Panther last year? Was that March or
February? I want to say February,
So it's not too much different than last year.
Right. But is there a summer movie this year? I can't remember anything else.
Spider-Man.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Spider-Man comes after that. Is it going to be tied in? Obviously, he's coming back. That's the one of the things that's kind of a spoiler in all this, is that we know it's coming back.
Well, we knew anyways, because
we talked
about it before.
Yeah.
Black Panther's definitely coming back. You didn't mention... the other big thing we found out.
What's that?
Shuri.
Yeah, I said that. I said that earlier.
Oh,
Shuri's
did you?
Missing.
Yeah, I didn't hear
that. Yeah, I said that earlier.
I wasn't part of that conversation.
Yeah. You were there.
So.
Shuri's missing. And but we don't know how. That was the one. I said that's the one piece we didn't know from the movie itself. We never actually saw her disappear. So who knows where she is. I honestly don't know. We don't know where she is, and we don't know what she did with the stone. we're assuming, I don't know why, but we're assuming she didn't finish working on the stone, but I think she finished working on the stone, and everything that happened after that was, you know, a fake. So
maybe,
you know, I have other thoughts of the movie too, but we can, I mean, we're just talking about the trailer. We'll be here all night going into the movie. So,
right.
Yeah. Anything else on the trailer?
No.
I'm surprised I got that out of you. You can go back to bed now.
Okay.
That was so funny. What? What?
I was like, "What are we? What's Endgame? I don't know what you're talking about." I'm thinking, is it Ender's Game? Is like, does he? Yeah. Why would he want to talk about that movie at 7 a.m. on Friday morning?
Like, glad I woke.
What's going on? Yeah.
So. All right, I'll do it for tonight. That was good.
All right. Yeah.
All righty. I'll come in later this week.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, Fred.